Welcome back to the Simple Farmhouse Life podcast. This is actually episode 100, a little over a year now of somewhat regular podcasting. And here we are with 100 episodes in the book. So if you are brand new to my channel, I know a lot of you are just now finding this channel over on YouTube. I changed some things about my thumbnail on YouTube and all of a sudden it started taking off. And so there are a lot of people that just didn't know this channel existed, this podcast. I've always been putting the podcast episodes on YouTube, but I think whenever I started showing my face in the thumbnail, people who follow my Farmhouse on Boone channel were very confused. I had a lot of you say, wait, what happened to your other channel? And it's still there. I still post two videos there faithfully every week with recipes and home decor and all that kind of stuff. But this is my podcast channel, so it's separate, and it is just where I share a podcast when I can. I don't have a regular schedule with my podcast at the moment. Today I have a couple of different things I wanted to talk about. I was first planning to answer a reader question, which I will still do, but I was listening to a TED Talk the other day. I get on little spurts where I like to listen to TED Talks, and someone was talking about social media and its effect on our mental health, which we all know about. But she was bringing up a lot of points that I hadn't really thought about from a consumer of social media's perspective, because I feel like I'm in a little bit of a different position being on the content creator side. Yes, I'm also a consumer of social media, but I think I have a little bit of a perspective into what is going on inside creators' brains simply because I am one that I didn't realize maybe not everyone else had a peek into. So I'm gonna talk about that, a little bit about like the illusion of social media and what you think you see versus what you actually see. And then the reader question I want to answer is more to do with scheduling and practical things. I want to ask if you would sometimes share your tips for staying focused with so many projects and moving pieces to your life. How do you keep track and make progress on so many different areas of life? Are you a list/planner person, or do you have some other less structured way of doing this? And so I thought I would dive into that. I have definitely talked about that on this podcast before, but I don't know, things change seasonally. They change based on what's going on in our family. And so I will just discuss how that's going currently. My name is Lisa, mom of six and creator of the blog and YouTube channel Farmhouse on Boone. Join me as I share with you my love for creating a handmade home from scratch cooking and a little mom and entrepreneur life along the way. This episode of the Simple Farmhouse Life podcast is sponsored by Berkey Water Filters. We have had our Berkey Water Filter sitting on our counter for about 10 years now. When we were on city water back in our last house, it gave me such peace of mind to know that the Berkey was filtering out all of the viruses and bacteria, the chlorine. The taste is just amazing. Even here in our new farmhouse, we are on well water. We still use the Berkey. We've gotten used to the pure taste of water that you get from a Berkey water filter that is nothing like any of the other filters I've tried. I chose the Berkey water filter because of how many things and toxins that it filters out, but also the filter cost. It was the most economical system per gallon that I could find on the market, and I've been a happy customer ever since. Berkey has partnered with me and given me a special discount just for Simple Farmhouse Life podcast listeners. You can find the bundle deals that they have put together just for you over at bit.ly/farmhouseberkey. That's bit.ly/farmhouseberkey, B-E-R-K-E-Y, all one word. So get in on the bundle deal while they're still in stock. So first on the social media thing, I think I listened to that TED Talk on a YouTube that I wasn't logged into because I most of the time listen to YouTube on my phone and I'm not logged in for various reasons. So I don't remember which TED Talk it was. But she was talking about her journey into becoming an influencer. She was a fashion influencer, or she still is a fashion influencer. That is her career. But she was talking about how She was on this trip with a bunch of friends, and they were all posting throughout the trip these really happy selfies of them sitting out by the beach with a drink in their hand and just talked about how they were enjoying the sunset or whatever cheesy caption you can imagine that you would see on Instagram. And she realized that they all had things going on while they were on that trip, like maybe a relationship problem, or they were struggling with mental illness of some kind. Even though they were in this beautiful place, this Instagram-worthy place, none of them were actually having the best time. They all had other things that they were thinking about and worrying about, and it just wasn't that happy of a trip. They all just, for whatever reason, weren't actually happy on that trip at all. But this picture came up, and if you were an outside viewer, you would think that they were just living it up, having their best time ever. And the thing about it is she wasn't lying. So whenever she showed the sunset and she showed the drink and she showed the friends, none of that was a lie. It was all true. It was just that inside she wasn't feeling that great about her life at that moment. But what happens is that consumers of that content, they fill in the gaps. They assign emotions to the photo that may or may not actually be there. And so then she actually started over the next couple years sharing the behind the scenes of each photo. So she, since she's a fashion blogger, she said that she took hundreds of photos for each one photo that she posted on Instagram. Now, I can tell you that I do not do that. If I get a post up on Instagram, it's usually the first picture I took because it's not really my aesthetic and my brand to have everything need to be completely perfect. But as a fashion blogger, she gave some insight into what actually went on behind the scenes on her photos. I don't know, but when I was listening to this whole TED Talk, it got me thinking about a few specific photos on my feed. Like I have one, I think it was taken right out a year ago, last summer, and it was me and my six kids, all of us, which I, for a blogger, actually hate taking photos, especially family photos. These moms who have one every Sunday, I totally admire them. I wish we could do that, but photos really stress me out. Getting all the kids together, everybody looking presentable and looking is just something that I do very infrequently. I'd like to do it a lot more. But I needed a photo for something specific, and so I had to get all six kids into a photo, and it was very difficult. Couldn't find people. People weren't putting on the right clothes. I was really stressed out, and quite frankly, I was very angry. I was just very annoyed with the whole situation because it was on my list. I needed to get a photo of me and my kids that day. And I don't know why that one stands out so much in my head as this whole phenomenon of sharing something and filling in the gaps, because it's a really cute photo. We're all smiling, we're all looking, but we're all annoyed. It just did not come together. Everybody was just going a million different directions. Nobody wanted to do it. And so we all feel not happy in that picture. Yet it looks like a really cute picture of a mom and her six kids sitting by the farmhouse. And although I'm not the type to share, like, this picture came together by us all getting in a fight and me yelling at my kids to come please get out here so we could take this photo, I'm not gonna share all that in the caption. I'm gonna share what I intended to post about. But I guess sometimes we need the reminder. As a content creator, personally, I'm already so aware of this just because I'm trying to capture inspirational moments of my life, whether it be through video or photo, that I'm aware of leaving out undesirable details just to create the kind of content that your viewers are going to be inspired by. And so I know this so well that I'm able to see it with others. Like if I see a really pretty picture of someone's living room, for example, I can already fill in all the blanks of how the rest of the house looks, especially if they have kids, or if there's a really cute family photo, I'm imagining what all that mom had to do to get all the kids dressed in coordinating outfits, and that some of them probably didn't really want to show up during that picture. I'm able to completely see and understand that, and so it's really no surprise to me. Another thing that I really notice, which is hard as a person who shares videos on YouTube, is that people will take a 10-minute video and then in their brain fill in the rest of the entire day based on what they saw in a 10-minute video, whether good or bad. Like, we could be doing really fun, enjoyable things that I simply do not share on my channel at all, just because they don't go into the aesthetic, they don't go into the type of content I'm trying to bring. So I have certain things that I like to teach people, I like to inspire people with, and I really leave a lot of other things out. I don't bring in a whole lot of family life, any challenges that we're having with behavior, any injuries, medical things. I don't bring that in on my channel specifically. And so sometimes when people fill things in, like people will say things about my husband not helping with certain things. I don't show him on the channel because he doesn't want to be on the channel. I very rarely show my kids, just little glimpses here and there, but for the most part, I don't share any personal information. I don't share anything that they're going through. It's just not what this channel is about. And so it is funny that we do that with our brains, where if we see 10 minutes of, you know, mom life and the husband not helping, you never know what he's doing behind the scenes. That's just not something you see. But my encouragement to you is, if you struggle with comparison on social media, you feel like you're just doing everything wrong because you're seeing, you know, the best parts of everyone's life, which we all know, but I feel like we have to hear it constantly to be reminded of it. Just think about you personally, and anytime that you post a picture on your personal Facebook page, and imagine what all people don't know behind the scenes of that photo. And that same thing goes on with everybody, because we're all just normal people. I like to think about famous people now and how they're just normal people living normal lives. Like, in between the margins of whatever, you know, shoot they have or meeting or interview, there are times when they're probably alone, when they're just a little bit bored, when they're comparing themselves to others, when they're maybe fantasizing about a life that's more simple and not in the spotlight, where they just have to get groceries, even if it's really expensive, nice groceries because they're rich. They still have common life issues, like maybe health issues. They still just have all the normal things to worry about, and they're not showing that, and they're not portraying that. And so, and I don't know, anytime you feel inadequate and you're comparing yourselves to content creators on the internet, this is just your reminder that you're getting what they want you to see. I know we all know that, but I still think, even though we know it, with some of the questions I get from people, as transparent as I feel like I'm being, I get questions and like people shocked at answers that I'll give them. I remember one time on Instagram, I had done a Q&A, and I forget if it was a Q&A or if it was some kind of assumptions. I think it was assumptions, which is scary. If you're a content creator, those assumptions things are like scary to put out there, because people will put a lot of great things, but then also some things like, okay, you were just using that as an excuse to tell me everything you don't like about me. But anyways, somebody had said something about my kids and what they eat. And I told them, put on my Instagram, this was really shocking to people, that my kids have had fast food. I don't actually feel bad about it. I have people ask me, you know, what do you do on road trips? And I just, we'll just eat whatever on road trips. It's totally fine. We eat healthy at home. I cook from scratch for the most part. And if we are on a road trip, we'll just eat whatever. I'm not worried about it. But that is something that people have filled in the gaps of what they think I would do on a road trip, but it's just not something I've ever shared about. So anything that you are thinking about, some things, if I haven't shared about it, you might just be making that up completely. All the content creators you see on YouTube, on Instagram, are just normal people living normal lives, and they have cranky kids sometimes, even if they're not showing it. They have all the same issues that you probably do. Incomplete projects, frustrations, days where they feel down and just unmotivated and unproductive and all of the normal things that you are thinking about as well. Okay, so that was just kind of like a PSA slash a pondering on what that lady was talking about on social media and ruining people's lives. Also, a little update on that. I'm still a little scared to even put this out into the world, but I ordered a dumb phone. I ordered a dumb phone because if you remember me sharing back in January, struggles with the smartphone and checking it all the time. And I went through a phase where I would leave the phone up in a drawer all day and not look at it. You know, I still could get on my computer, check anything I needed to, but it eliminated any time there was a little bit of downtime where I wasn't able to be sitting at my computer. So whether it be blending a smoothie, blow drying your hair, milking the cow, out in the garden, it eliminated those phone checks. Even though I could still check in when in the house near my computer, it eliminated those mindless scrolling. And it went really well for a while. I would say a good month I had that routine. But as always happens, I will get convicted about something and motivated to make a change for something. And then over time, maybe some kind of improvement in that. And then at some point you think, oh, I can just, you know, use it here and there. And then before you know it, the phone is back to where it's near you and you're checking it. And so anyways, I decided that I wanted to get a dumb phone. And the reason is, as a content creator as well, I feel the constant pull to check on things. So like when I put this content out into the world, I'm going to be getting feedback from it. I'm going to be getting good comments about it, and then I'm going to be getting negative comments about it. And this last year especially has really lit people up to feel that they can make assumptions about people, and people just are taking things, let's say, a lot more personally. We all are. The last year has been really tough. And so there's this constant need to check in on what's going on, what feedback. Okay, I put a post out, I put a video out. What are people saying? Am I in trouble? Or is this acceptable? You know, checking in, answering comments, answering DMs. And I'm just tired of the pull. Even if I put a lot of restrictions for myself in place, the pull is just still there and I wanted to eliminate it. So I did order a dumb phone. I'll be giving an update on that. Like I said, I'm scared to even share it because I'm not even excited about it. It's gonna require a lot of things to adjust in my life. So I have ways that I can do my whole business. I can post to everything that I need to from the computer, except Instagram stories. So that's gonna require either hiring help for that or posting on my husband's phone, which I'd rather not do very often. I don't wanna just get rid of mine and then be like, hey, can I use your phone? Hey, can I use your phone? Constantly. That's not the goal. So I might just be recording Instagram stories on a camera and then uploading them into a drive so that one of my VAs can just post my stories, maybe like have like 5 different stories for the week and then they can post throughout the week. I don't know, because I also know that's not how Instagram is supposed to work, but I feel like, and again, I'm not excited about this. And so like part of me wants to completely back out, but I did already buy it and my intention is to activate it as soon as I get it and to get rid of my phone completely. But I feel like the net benefit, so yes, I can't take my phone throughout the day and post Instagram stories. It's gonna have to be more of a calculated thing. I'm gonna have to plan things. That's not how Instagram's really supposed to work. But I feel like the amount of distraction and pull that the smartphone has on me to constantly check the feedback, see what's going on, when really the only feedback that really matters is what's close to me. So God, my family, my close friends, that's the only thing that I really need to worry about. And so it just, I think the net benefit, even though I'm gonna have to write down directions before I go places, I'm gonna have to carry around a notebook. I have a list of things, and of course my list is in my notes, so I'm gonna figure out how to not do that. Of things that I need to do. So I have to put a few apps on my husband's phone, like our online banking app, and a few other like little things that I don't need to check often or do much with. And then I need to carry around a notebook, a calculator. I have to get a baby monitor that isn't an app on my phone. Just a few little things that I feel like I've become really reliant that I'm gonna need. But I will update you on that, hopefully after I've been using that phone exclusively for 6 months, a year, I will come on here and share about, you know, I know that there's still gonna be tons of struggles. I'm still gonna be checking feedback. I'm still gonna be getting on my computer, but I'm hoping to pull away in any moments where I'm just busy around the kitchen or doing little things here and there, not feeling the need to check my phone. And the only way I feel like I can do that is with getting a dumb phone. My sister said, well, why don't you just remove the apps? I'm like, that doesn't work. I've done that. I am fully aware that I can get on Safari. I can get on, there's workarounds, and I will just still check things. So there's my update on setting boundaries with social media, knowing that people are sharing the best parts of their lives. We all know that, but still need to be reminded. And then also figuring out how I can check in a lot less, because it isn't necessary. Even to run an online business, it is not absolutely necessary to have a phone. At least that's what I'm telling myself. So we'll find out how true that is. I'll let you know. Also, really quick, I do want to point out that I do have an amazing community of people. I get emails constantly with people who say that I taught them how to cook. I taught them how to ferment. I get the nicest comments. I get even great suggestions. I've learned so much from all of you. I've learned homestead things. I've learned supplements and pregnancy books. I mean, so much stuff. So it's very valuable feedback. It's just filtering through it, through the people who are just genuinely mean people versus the people who have great advice for you, great encouragement. It's really a hard balance because you don't know what you're going to see. I do hire VAs for my business so that they can help me filter through that. So as long as they do a lot of the comments first and then I check in later, I only will see ones that are positive and encouraging. Or even great, I'm great with feedback. I'm not against people sharing tips whenever it's just helpful stuff from people who have done way more than me on a certain thing. I'm all about that. I've learned so much. I do hire people to filter through the ones that I just simply don't need to see. And as long as I don't check in more quickly than them, I can avoid a lot of that. So if you're gonna be really mean, just know that most likely I won't even see it. All right, pivoting, we're gonna go to this reader question on keeping a lot of plates spinning, a lot of things going on. So I've always called myself not a planner. And I think I've discovered that I'm actually a planner in my own little way, even if it doesn't look like somebody else's version of planning. So I don't have a planner, like a physical paper planner, although I might be getting one, I don't know. I actually do all of my planning on an online app. It's very not sophisticated. I do not like, and this is awesome for people who are more geared this way, but whenever something has like by the hour and these goals and just like, you know, those really detailed planners that some of you probably are like already shopping for next year's, that is not my personality style. But I do have a plan. So with projects, whether it be for the blog, for the homestead, I have ways of organizing it all so that we can focus on it in bite-sized chunks. That is my biggest advice. I share it all the time. But making some kind of plan with however you do planning and then breaking it down into monthly or weekly goals, and then down into daily goals, and then putting your mind to what you have to do that day and nothing else, is how we are able to get things done, like on this homestead, for the blog. That is always my method. If I'm trying to think about a month's worth of work at one time, which sometimes I let my brain go there, pretty soon, I'm so overwhelmed, I just want to crawl into my bed and just lay there and cry. And so my typical method is to not do that. I basically, my strategy is very simple. I have an online thing called Trello, and the only reason I have that is because I have a whole team of people who work on my blog, and we can all log into the same place and look at what's going out this week. Which blog posts, which videos, what we need to pin on Pinterest, what we need to schedule on Facebook. I need a place where everybody can see what's going on. But then for me personally, I break that down into my notes day by day. So I have a rough plan going in my Trello board. I have the week. So Monday of this week was July 19th. So I will have week of July 19th, and then I'll have blog one, blog two, vlog one, vlog two, and then for my own personal podcast. If I could get ahead of my podcast, my team would be involved in that, but at the moment, I'm very last minute. As things come up and I feel like I need to talk about it, that is when I make a podcast. And so that's not super planned out. But then at the beginning of each week, so Monday morning, which I try to get this done earlier, I might actually, after I'm done recording this podcast, sit down and do this for the following week if I can get ahead of it. I will look at the vlog one, vlog two, blog one, blog two, and see what it is I need to do to make that happen. Now I'm always 2 weeks ahead. So whenever I go to look at my schedule for next week, I'm going to be looking at the Trello column that has week of Monday, August 9th. And I'm going to shoot the pictures for any blog posts I have that week, fill in any recipe details if the recipe doesn't have those all filled in yet. I'm going to be shooting the footage for vlog one and vlog two all next week. That's what I need to do. I need to focus on 2 weeks from now and what those blogs and vlogs are. Then I'll break it down by day. So I'll put Monday, schedule videos and email and blog for this week. Tuesday, shoot vlog one and then the details, like if it's a day in the life, I'll put a list of shots, which you guys might not even know that. But in order to make my vlogs entertaining and inspirational and something that you want to come back and watch again, I don't plan them out, but I have a list of things that I would like to show. So instead of just like what I used to do in my vlog is I would share a tutorial on how to make charcoal soap or how to sew a skirt. Now what I try to do is incorporate them into a vlog and show you through more of a day in the lifestyle video, just because I find that people find it more entertaining. I do still do occasionally some of that tutorial content, but I find that people gather more just from me showing it in more of like a setting of entertainment versus just a step-by-step, here's how you do something video. So I do usually have for a day in the life video, some kind of shot list of things that I would like to show. Now, sometimes it's more just like shooting from the hip, but I usually have some kind of theme, some kind of goal in mind for that day so that I can educate and inspire. Then it'll say Wednesday, shoot podcast. Thursday, shoot antique finds video. That's something I have on for next week. And then I'll make a list of all the different antiques that I need to show. I'll have a running list going in my notes app on my phone where I will have like items for next antique haul. And then as I find things over the several months leading up to another antique haul, I will write them in there so that whenever I actually go to share my latest antique finds, I will remember all the things that I purchased since my last antique haul so that I don't forget anything. So there is just this element of planning. And my biggest tip, my biggest advice is to never put more on a day or a week than you can feasibly do. So me with six kids, with cooking and cleaning, and right now in the summer, we have so many things. We have swim lessons, we have gymnastics, we have art camp. The kids are at art camp right now. There just isn't a whole lot of time each day to get work done. And so I will make it to where all I have to do in one day is shoot my antique haul video. I can get that done in an afternoon. Today's only goal was to shoot this podcast. I can get that done during afternoon nap while Micah and Daniel are sleeping. But I find that with consistent effort every single day, even if it's something small, so even if you're working at something, whatever goal it may be, for 2 hours, you will get there over time. So with whatever it is you want to accomplish, I know I've talked about this 1,000 times, but take what it is, break it down by the day, and then just start chipping away at it day by day, and then don't think about the next day. So I try not to think about next week. Like right now, it's Friday. I don't actually usually do any work at all on Friday, and I was even debating whether I was gonna shoot this podcast. So I was thinking, you know what? I think I'm just gonna not get one out this week. And I was like, I got a little time, I'll just do it. But tomorrow and Sunday, I'm not going to do blog work, and I'm not even gonna think about blog work. I'm not gonna even dream about next Monday, next Tuesday, next Wednesday. I might write out my schedule, and then that's gonna be it. I'm gonna lay it to rest. Even if I have a really busy week planned next week, it's not something I'm gonna worry about right now. And then I try to do that each day. So on Monday, if the goal is to schedule videos, order groceries, schedule email, that's like typically what I have written down on my Monday. And if I accomplish all of that by time afternoon nap is over, I'm gonna feel good about that day and then close my book, so to speak, and not think about Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever day I'm a little bit, you know, feeling a little bit intimidated by. So that's it, it's really basic. It comes down to writing out the month. Like right now, I have written down all through August my blogs and vlogs. And then for me, because my blog and vlog is so intertwined with my lifestyle, we're able to get homestead projects and decor projects done because whenever we get them done, it's usually something for a video, so then it also counts as work. So I kind of get to kill two birds with one stone there. But I have it written out for the month. Then whenever that week comes, I look ahead 2 weeks, look at the week, and then I break it down by day. I try to fit it all Monday through Thursday, enjoy my weekend, and then repeat again. There are definitely times where I start thinking ahead, and anytime I do that, that's like a complete recipe for a worried and stressed out mind. As soon as I start thinking about next week, tomorrow, that's when I just feel overwhelmed. And I even had actually a little bit of that happen last week. I don't really know what was causing it because I'm usually able to keep pretty well within the day that I'm working with. But I started thinking, I think it was because I was doing my antique haul. I was starting to think about all these places in my house that I wanted a painting or I wanted this decor. And then I felt like I needed to get on Facebook Marketplace and like find all these pieces. And then I was like, wait, which room am I focusing on? What's the next room makeover that we're gonna do for the channel? Just stop, think about that room, and don't go any further. It'll all come together over time when you're consistently working on it, when you're not running yourself crazy trying to do it all at once, but just methodically check it off little by little over time. So like with the homestead, I wanted a dairy cow from day one. We have now been here 2.5 years and I just started milking 3 weeks ago. Everything leading up to this point was in preparation for that. We had to do fencing. I got goats for a while, practiced milking them. Not that I would say that's a necessary step at all. I'd just go straight to cow, but we'll talk about that on a different video. But these goals do just take time and they take a lot of just little things over time. But I've learned through experience that you will always get there if you just keep moving forward, even if each day's progress doesn't feel like a whole lot. Because I have plenty of days where I feel like I just didn't even get that much done. But then over time, it's a lot. Like on my blog right now, I have hundreds of posts. I have hundreds of videos on YouTube. There weren't days where I recorded 10 videos. There are just a lot of weeks where every week I recorded one video on Tuesday, one video on Thursday, and it just builds up. So there's my answer, long-winded as it may be. All right, well, thank you so much for watching this episode of the Simple Farmhouse Life podcast. If you have a suggestion for the podcast, please send it my way. I have a whole list over in my Trello board labeled podcast ideas from followers where I just copy and paste every message that I get like this. And then whenever I'm thinking about, okay, I'm gonna record a podcast today, I just scroll through it, find one, and then chat about it. So I really welcome those ideas. 100 episodes in, of course I could use some ideas. I love knowing what it is that you want to hear about, what would be helpful for you or inspiring for you, and to talk about that. So send them my way. You can email me, lisa@farmhouseonboone.com, or message me over on Instagram. All right, well, thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode of the Simple Farmhouse Life podcast.